Very good, orchestra. And welcome to a new week of the Bob and Ray Show.
And we want the members of the audience here to feel free to dip into the huge Bob and Ray popcorn bowl.
Hey, that's that beautiful feature. Paul Revere popcorn bowl that has traveled around quite a bit in the past.
That's right. That popcorn bowl, incidentally, was made by Paul Revere, who, I don't know as you know this, made the wooden false teeth for George Washington.
Yes, I knew that.
Was one of our, I think he was one of our first presidents.
Yes, and all of you people are invited to just help yourself. If the bowl gets down a little empty, the Bob and Ray midget will fill it up with more of the great Bob and Ray popcorn. That
you'll notice that the great Bob and Ray bird is close to the microphone here today, too. He's here on the huge Bob and Ray jacket right here at my shoulder.
We're going to try and make this a...
Oh, I'll step this way.
Show.
This is your Studio 26,
that, guided
Bob
tour
Ray show.
The thing that
over there,
started
you have your sound effects table, your record turntable, your tape machines.
Three or four fish,
there you
and
have
they freight them around the studios.
In there you have your appliance booth, which
appliance
of course is
just pointed out.
There you have your control room, your tape equipment. Are there any questions to this point? Now, if you'll step this way, we'll take you down.
Nice group. Very nice group.
The mail room, show you how mail is processed. Right this way.
While we're on the air, I thought maybe they could arrange this tour thing. I knew they were having them, but I thought maybe they could arrange it so that it would happen when we weren't on the air.
You think so? We're here for only 15 minutes.
What? 15 minutes?
That's all.
Well,
did you hear that, audience? We're only on for 15 minutes.
Well,
you didn't know this, huh,
Bob? No, I was going to leave in 10 minutes, but I'll have to stay over, I guess.
Sure. Well, anyway, it's time for our first feature now.
I'll go get him.
All right.
Right over here.
Welcome to the Bob and Ray Beg Your Pardon feature. Well, several weeks ago, we happened to mention that... sit right down there, sir. That Ingemar Johnson was the new heavyweight champion of the world.
Frankly, it was a very sloppy bit of reporting. We know it. The champion of the world is Ingemar Johansson, and not Ingemar Johnson, as we erroneously stated.
Mr. Johnson is here in our studio right now, and can you ever forgive us, Mr. Johnson?
Well, just as long as you clear up the matter. Got me into quite a bit of trouble.
Well, you can rest assured that we'll do everything we can here at these
microphones.
Now, will you tell us what happened because of our wretched mistake, sir?
Well, about 5 minutes after you announced that Ingemar Johnson, me that is, was heavyweight champion of the world, my next-door neighbor comes in and belts me one.
I guess he had to try out the champion, is that it?
That's right. Then he spread the word in the apartment house where I live, and pretty soon there was a line of people all waiting to get at me.
Gee, we're sorry. Did they all try to punch you, Mr. Johnson?
No, not all of them. Several wrestled me to the ground.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't want to take a chance on breaking their hands.
No, that's right. We know what a nuisance that can be.
That wasn't so bad. There aren't any what you might call sharp blows in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It's more what you might call a squeezing sport.
Yep.
But then the neighbors began showing up with orange crates.
Well, what were they for, Mr. Johnson?
Well, I didn't know until one of the neighbors yelled, "All right, let's see your vaunted right hand now, Ingemar."
And then you had to put your right hand through a good many orange crates, I suppose, that it?
Quite a few.
You have a cold?
No.
Well, I can't tell you the remorse that we're flooded with here at the Bob and Ray Show. Well,
that's right. To err is to be...
human, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Did anything else untoward happen to you because of the grievous error made here at our microphone?
Well, about 20 minutes after the announcement was made here, a half dozen flashy chorus girls showed up at my apartment all wanting to do the town.
And I believe you mentioned that you're a married man, too,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. So my wife, Ingrid, didn't like it one bit, and bickering broke out on a large scale.
You mean she didn't understand that you weren't the champion?
No, she didn't. And the peculiar thing is, we listened to the fight together. All she knows is what she heard here at your microphone.
Well, women don't understand too much about what goes on in the sporting world anyway, I find.
She knew enough to ask me about my end of the purse.
Oh, really?
She still thinks I'm holding out on her, and she wants to go home to Sweden to her mother.
Well, we're sorry about that. Maybe you can buy her a ticket back home with your end of the purse. Right, Johansson?
I'm Johnson, and I didn't win anything. You're making it worse.
Well, it'll be a cold day in August before I believe that, Johnson, or Johansson, or whatever your name is.
I look like I'm in splendid condition. Go ahead and hit me, and you'll find out what my name is.
Oh. Say, you went down like a sack of meal,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, let me help you up, Johnson.
Johnson, it's you all right. Anybody who goes down like that from a punch in the arm, too, is no champion. Please accept our profound apologies here on the Beg Your Pardon feature of the Bob and Ray Show, Ingemar Johansson.
Johnson!
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Hey, that's a nice whistle we have over there.
Is that the great Bob and Ray bird?
I don't know whether it's the bird or the turntable bird.
Say, I tell you, a little news item we have. Barry Campbell is going to drop in tomorrow, the great star of stage, screen, television, and the orchestra world. This is the first visit that Barry will have made to us on this, our new radio series. And I think a lot of you Barry Campbell fans are going to be mighty interested at what he has to say.
Well, I'm just checking here on the teletype machine. What were you saying?
Barry Campbell. He'll be here tomorrow.
That is, if he shows up.
Well, I think he will.
He often promises to come by and then never does.
I talked to him this morning. He said he would.
Okay.
And welcome now to Rescue Squadron, the story of highly trained rescue technicians who have nothing but skill and knowledge on their side in the fight against carelessness.
Sounds like a number one alert, Johnny. Let's move.
Right, Tom. Let's mosey fast.
All right. Come on. Move back. We'll handle this. Come on. Let's move.
That's right. Everybody move back. There's nothing to see here.
That's right. Everybody go on home now. The show's over.
Let's go. Back up. Keep moving. None of your business. So back up.
Come on. Back up, everybody. Read about it in the papers tomorrow.
Let's go. Move. Where we meet everybody. Beat it.
Well, that's the last one, Johnny. You know, Johnny, if we could only make folks understand that they hold up rescue operations when they stay on the scene.
Well, that's right, Tom. Folks don't realize it, but they do get in the way, and it makes things difficult for us.
Say, Johnny, now that we got the crowd moved back, what happened here?
I don't know, Tom. I guess the people in the crowd we moved back would know.
All right, you people out there, come on, move forward.
That's right. Move on in here. That's it. Keep moving right this way.
Come on, don't be bashful. Come on, move forward.
Come on, move up here.
Okay, that's far enough. Wait a minute, that's far enough. Now, you, mister. Yeah, you there in the gray jacket. Step forward here.
You mean me?
That's right. I mean you. Step forward. All right, the rest of you, move back.
That's right. Keep moving. You're just holding up things here, so keep moving right back there.
Okay, now, stay there. This ain't a sideshow.
Yeah, if you want to know what happened, see it in your local news show tonight. Now, shut up.
That looks like they got it, Johnny.
Yeah.
I think we got it across to them. They're going home where they belong.
Yeah, where they belong.
Right. Now, you, mister, in the gray jacket, what happened here?
Gee, I don't know. I was asking some of the people in the crowd when you called me over.
And they didn't get to tell you, did they?
No, you called me out. You said step forward, and I did. I never did find out what happened.
Well, listen, crowds can be a nuisance at the scene of an accident. So would you run after them, find out what happened, and run back and tell us? Johnny and I would appreciate it.
Sure thing. I'm anxious to know myself.
Okay. And look, come back alone. Don't bring up any of the crowd. You'd be surprised how they slow up rescue operations.
And chalk up another one for Rescue Squadron. Before we go any further, and before we call in our correspondent who's traveling with the great Bob and Ray train, and part of our continuing series of investigations into relatively obscure areas of human knowledge, we'd like to bring you the results of our highly perfunctory research into the matter of Robert Q. Lewis's middle initial.
What's all this you're talking about?
I don't know yet. You know what Robert Q. Lewis's middle initial stands for?
No, how do you spell it?
Well, let me tell you. That Q stands for nothing, except to make CBS Radio's Robert Lewis different from all other Robert Lewis's. Makes him identifiable.
Well, I'd know him in a room full of Robert Lewis's, even without the Q, I think.
Well, that very well might not be the point.
Well, the point?
Yeah, well, the point is, right about here, we might remind CBS Radio listeners to keep an ear out for Arthur Godfrey time with Robert Q. Lewis. Tomorrow, each weekday.
One second. How many times, sir, have you been up at the great, huge Bob and Ray popcorn bowl?
I've seen him up there at least three times.
That's four times.
Well, I think you've had enough. You know, we want to have enough for everybody.
I don't want to be hoggy, but it's great. It's delicious.
Well, it is very good, but we can't keep asking the Bob and Ray Midget to fill that popcorn bowl either, you know.
So you go back and sit down, sir. Yes, you can keep what you have there now. Fine. Good.
Now, did I say tune in? Barbecue Lewis, yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. All right.
This spot on the dial.
Right.
Now then, it's the big moment when we find out where our Bob and Ray traveling dead whale is. You know where he is?
No, but...
Oh, it's right here. Akron, Ohio, and so now to our correspondent, Arthur Schrank, with the Bob and Ray train. Come in, Arthur.
Hello, everybody. This is Arthur Schrank here at the huge auditorium in downtown Akron. Just a few moments, Alan T. Simmons, the manager of WABC in Akron, will unveil Bob and Ray's great huge dead whale that is traveling around the country. We arrived here at Akron about 4 hours ago, and he was taken by a flat car over to the auditoriums, and hi, everybody, Arthur Schrank here, and there's tons of ice around Smelly Dave, and I would estimate the crowd of maybe 1,600 people here to see Dave, the great whale. And now I see that Mr. Simmons is about to make a few remarks and then unveil or take the tarpaulin off, I should say, Dave, and everybody will see him.
I know.
Now, he's about ready to make a speech, so the next voice you hear will be that of Mr. Simmons.
Yeah, and then I just pull that cord and the
bundle. Oh. A very great welcome to all of you, the listeners, and particularly you people of Akron who have gathered here in order to visit, pay homage to Dave. It's with a great deal of pride that I am honored now to be able to pull the cord which will remove the bundle. And Dave, show you what you have all come here to look at. And here now, I'm about to remove the bundle. Welcome, Smelly Dave, to Akron.
This is Arthur Schrank back again, and people of Akron have just seen Dave. And I might say that it's a typical reaction. Same.
What's
reaction.
The quickest way out of here, announcer?
I think so.
Thanks very much.
That was Mr. Simmons. We want to thank all the folks here at WADC who've made our visit so enjoyable in Akron. Now, this is Arthur Schrank returning you to Bob and Ray.
Thank you, Arthur, and good coverage there. Good reporting. That's about all the time we have for this evening, and thanks to the folks in Akron.
And we'll be back, I think, tomorrow, we hope. Until then, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Thank you. This is the CBS Radio...